Of this recording, England 111, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress, a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. When I was a kid, we used to like to get chasers from the police. So we'd walk around and find places where we could wind people up and then they'd chase us. So we used to spend a lot of time going up to this hotel. There was an old Italian fellow who works at the hotel at the top of the road, and he would always kind of get really riled up when we played on his front garden thing. He had a massive garden. And when we played on there, he'd kind of chase us off. And one day we went up there and we were kind of winding him up as normal. And then he was waiting in his car, in his Honda Civic, and he came flying out after us, and we ran off on our bikes and we're sliding around corners and stuff. And then he ended up running me over and knocking me off my bike. And then, he jumped out of his thing and he was like, I'm not going to blow your head off. I've got it. And he had a shotgun. And then, he nicked my bike and my shoe. And then we ran away down the road. And then, it was really dramatic. That's a story about what I used to do when I was a kid.